Hello, warriors. Welcome to the C-Free, Cancer-Free podcast. I'm Pamela, your host. Today, I'm sharing the fourth tip I have for anyone going through cancer or any other life-challenging situation. Crying. When I was diagnosed with cancer the first time, I was just numb for a few weeks. Doctors, family, appointments, phone calls, this consumed all of the minutes of my days. Then when the reality of scheduling surgery surfaced, so did the tears. I cried and cried. Being a Christian, I've never been afraid of dying. I know where I'm going. But the tears were for my kid. Who would raise him? He's barely a teenager. He still needed me. How would he cope without me? Would one of my siblings take him in? These questions kept me in tears for months. But what I didn't know at the time is the health benefits of crying. Yes, shedding tears is good for us, and even mandatory at certain times in our lives. Society has taught that showing emotions is a sign of weakness. But crying is a natural and healthy way for our bodies to cope with a wide range of emotions. When we cry, our bodies release built-up stress and tension. Tears contain stress hormones, and shedding them help us to feel lighter and more relaxed. Did you know that crying can actually relieve physical pain? Our bodies produce natural painkillers when we cry. They're called endorphins. That's why many of us report feeling better after a good cry. Crying plays a crucial role in our emotional processing. When we cry, our brains process complex emotions, make sense of our feelings, and help us come to terms with the hard stuff of life. It's like a form of emotional digestion, allowing us to move forward with greater clarity and understanding. By allowing yourself to cry, you acknowledge your own pain and give yourself permission to heal. For me, it was a vital step in the journey towards getting a great and positive mindset to kick cancer's ass. Which brings me to the most important part of this tip. Yes, cry, but don't park there. Give yourself a half an hour, or however long it takes, and then get on to the life of that day. We only have so many days, cancer or no cancer. Then the next day, if you need to cry, do it again. But please, no long-term pity parties. You have to be strong to fight. This is my equation. Cry, wipe the tears, live, repeat. Now, share this podcast with someone you love. And until tomorrow, God bless.